Now DUZ Does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Betcha that's Dan, the Does mailman.
Yep, in person. And just loaded down with Does letters again, Mr. Collier.
Boy, it seems every day is Does Day for most folks.
You bet. Take this letter from Washington, D.C.
What's that?
Mrs. Bertha Sykes says Does is swell for her laundry.
Uh-huh.
So, when her little niece spilled ink on the living room rug, Mrs. Sykes does the rug. And what do you think?
No ink.
Say, get this one from Wyman Dam, Maine.
Uh-huh.
From Mr. William Baker. He does the goat.
A goat?
Yep. I can hear that goat now. Does.
Oh, dozing a goat. Brother, that bleats all.
Oh.
And folks, listen to this swell letter from Phoenix, Arizona. Mrs. Raymond Hill writes, "You sounded so convincing about Does, I finally tried it. Well, I got the surprise of my life. Does turned everything in my washout sparkling clean, the white things beautifully white. It's no malarkey when I say Does beats any wash day soap I ever tried." Well, Mrs. Hill, it's no malarkey when I say no soap gets towels whiter or work clothes clean easier than Does does. Yep, this new kind of soap means extra safety for your colored rayon undies. Why, Does does everything in your wash. It's the soap that's best. Didn't actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it? You betcha. Only Does gives you this outstanding combination. Unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who does best.
Listen to Dan, the Does mailman. Does everything.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. Some decisions can be put off indefinitely, but others require immediate action. So it is with the Molly for Council campaign in Lastonbury. A meeting has been called, and Molly is expected to attend. In fact, the sponsors of this civic affair, including Elizabeth Neal, the woman Mr. Reynolds threw over in favor of Teresa, expect to turn the occasion into a celebration in the hope Molly will accept the candidacy. But Molly is not yet ready to make up her mind. No, there are too many personal entanglements crisscrossing the pattern of a simple council election, and Molly is wary. Besides, Jake called from Mexico and placed himself solidly against Molly's running. Listen.
Solitaire. What are you doing, Molly?
I'm trying to thread my needle. I don't know. My optical illusion is getting so bad.
Well, why don't you get glasses?
I will. I most certainly will. Before under five, David.
Yes, I see.
Excuse me, David, dear.
Well, why should I excuse you?
I just want to slip on my dress and see where I have to alter it. I think the skirt got a little longer on the side, and I think maybe a little bit tight in the waist. I want to see. Maybe I have to even out the hem a little bit.
Mama.
Yeah.
You decided to go to the meeting?
Yeah. So I'll explain to Jake that the town meeting would be a neglect of my duty as a resident, and then as a citizen and a human person of the family civilization, in critical moments of my history.
Of course. So go if you have to slip.
Jake evidently knows all about Mr. Reynolds and Elizabeth Neal and Teresa, and he therefore said I shouldn't mix.
Well, it's not a reason, Molly.
No. Jake thinks it's a reason. Yeah. Whatever is between Elizabeth Neal and Mr. Reynolds and Teresa, I made up my mind has nothing to do with the plans and the future of Lastonbury. And then I'll have that understood by mine actions and by mine deeds.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I have to make a decision and not falter from my decision.
Which is?
The 7 on the 8, David.
Which is?
Not to involve myself in the impersonal entanglements of Teresa or Mr. Reynolds or Elizabeth Neal. If I'm going to the meeting and I'm going to interest myself in matters of importance, then I have to stop thinking and listening and hearkening to gossip of a personal nature. 8 under 9.
Yeah.
And it's no longer my affairs. Who loved who? Who loved who?
Love is not important to you anymore, Molly.
There's love and love, David.
I don't know. Love is love.
Well, there's more to life than love, David. Love. Everything is love, David. Love. Well, loving the movies, loving the radio, loving the magazines. Life is not a love scene in the movies, David. You can't sit like a frog in the swamp and just keep croaking love, 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 love.
Who said that, Molly? That don't sound like your vocabulary, Molly.
I'm just saying that.
I know what you're saying. But if Elizabeth Neal wants to speak to you...
I can't involve myself, David.
Very well. But a neighbor is a neighbor, Molly. Why do you think everybody is so anxious for you to be a councilwoman? Not because you didn't involve yourself, but because you did. Because everybody's business was your business. Because you were your brother's keeper.
But, David, there comes a
time... All right. Excuse me.
But maybe the two things don't mix, David?
I don't see how they can be separated.
Well, there's so many pros and so many cons to every question, David, that you could spend a lifetime just talking and postpone doing. And the world is moving too fast to stop for conversation. Excuse me, David.
Sure.
But when Rosalie comes in with Amadeo, you'll tell
her... Oh, she went to meet Amadeo?
Yes, it's true. When she comes in, I'll make something to swallow hot, all right?
Why not? When do you figure Jake will be home?
He's wiring.
What?
He's wiring me. You heard me?
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Yes. Yeah, go away, Kitty. Go away. Hello? Yes? Yes. Can you give me the message, please? Because she's slipping now. Slipping. Not sleeping. Slipping a drag. Yeah. Well, but... Oh, Miss Neal. Yes, she will. Miss Neal, come over any time. Sure, why not? Yes. This is Uncle David speaking. Yes. Very well. Nice to meet you. Yes. It'll be nice to see you visibly. Yes. Goodbye. A neighbor. Need to talk to you. Right away. What?
I said, who wants it?
I can't hear, Molly. No. No. Come by the fire and warm yourself.
Where's Mama?
Hey, she's slipping on her dress.
Oh. Ma, do you want me to help you? Does it fit?
Rosalie.
Yes, Uncle David. What are you saying?
Rosalie, listen.
Yeah?
When Mama comes down, you go up. Or when Elizabeth Neal gets here, you vanish.
Well, how do you know she's coming? Does Mama know?
I didn't tell her yet.
You better call her back and tell her not to come.
Well, she's a neighbor, Rosalie.
That's no reason why Mama has to...
What?
Mama has more important things to do now, Uncle David. Much more than whether Elizabeth Neal and Mr. Reynolds or Teresa...
So?
Nothing, Uncle David. Only Mama has to stop cluttering up her life with the personal problems of everybody she meets. There are bigger things to do. For millions of years, the bullfrog...
So that's where Mama got her vocabulary. The bullfrog is croaking.
Yes. Uncle David, how do you know Elizabeth Neal is coming?
She called, and I said she should come over.
When?
She's coming right away.
But Uncle David...
No buts, Rosalie. If she has something to tell Mama, let her tell her.
Not now, Uncle David.
I have to lay through the whole time. I have to lay... And I have to let out things on the right-hand side as it got so
small in the waist, my wonderful periwinkle. That's what happens when you don't wear your clothes.
Hello, Rosalie, darling.
Where's Amadeo?
He's playing outdoors.
All alone? The 809, David, dear. I'll fix something hot in a minute. Look, Rosalie, darling, you see what I have to do? It has to leave out 1 inch in the waist. I have to leave out. And I'll have to leave out here. See, on this side also I'll have to leave out. And I'll have to fix the hem. I don't know, maybe I wouldn't wear the periwinkle altogether. Somebody's coming over, Rosalie, and we'll all swallow together, huh? I'll just baste the hem a little bit. You're going out to play again, or you're staying indoors? Maybe it's too cold for the child?
No, I don't think so.
Who called, David? Did you say Bruce Hanley?
I know.
Mr. Willoughby?
I didn't say Mr. Willoughby.
Who did you say?
I didn't say anybody.
So why do I think somebody's coming?
Because somebody is, Ma.
That's what I said. Who, David? Who called? Oh, man, who threw that snowball? Oh, look out for the curtains, Rosalie. Teresa's here. She's playing with Amadeo. Why didn't you say, darling? Tell us to come indoors.
Wait, Ma.
Teresa is here.
So is? So if Teresa's here?
Well,
So what, David?
Maybe both together would be too much.
Huh?
What do you think, Molly?
Who is both, David?
Teresa.
And Elizabeth Neal.
Elizabeth Neal?
I told you somebody called.
But you didn't say who.
I said the neighbor.
Oh, David, but when is she coming?
She said right away.
Sometimes the answer to a difficult problem is right at our fingertips. That's what Mrs. Lindsay discovered. You see, she needed a soap for dishes one day, and she remembered that box of Dove in her laundry. So she said,
I heard Dove is best. I know it does everything in my wash. Wonder what it does in the dishpan.
And that's when Mrs. Lindsay discovered Dove does everything for dishes, too. She found Dove makes suds that stand up till the last dish is done. In fact, this new kind of soap burst into suds the instant water touched it. Mrs. Lindsay was truly surprised.
What do you know? The way those suds last, I won't have to keep adding more soap.
Then, when she tackled those frying pans, she noticed Dove really gives fast action on grease.
Say, look at Dove whiz through that grease. There's no hard scouring.
And when the dishes were Dove, Mrs. Lindsay looked at her hands.
My Dove leaves my hands nice and soft.
Sure, Dove is kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. I tell you, when you does your dishes, you'll find does best. In the dishpan, too, does everything. Well, Uncle David's inviting Elizabeth Neal over just before Teresa Fernandez arrived certainly puts Molly in a highly embarrassing position. In moments like this, a strong hand and a quick mind are essential, and Molly displays both. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Dove, the soap that does everything in your wash. More than ever, our government needs used fat. More than ever, you need Red Points. Save used fat. Get 2 points per pound.